Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Allen gonna roll left, looking for someone in the end zone, and now Shovel passes it, complete to Jackson Hawes for his first career touchdown from 5 yards out. Josh Allen looking like Magic Johnson on the fast break.
Highlights of the game, one of the highlights of the game, the Jackson Hawes touchdown pass, are brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. Train for what's next. Jackson Hawes touchdown. Our fantastic four-way parlay.
Oh.
I just want to say that everybody else lose their leg, and I didn't win my leg because I had the Jackson Hawes last touchdown.
Right.
But I'm taking a victory lap because Jackson Hawes touchdown, jackpot, baby. The number of people that listen to us place our fantastic four-way parlay and point out, hey, listen, Hawes is on the field a lot, and he gets at least one throw every game, and this value on a Jackson Hawes touchdown is too good. A lot of people won on a Jackson Hawes anytime touchdown, and I'm just saying I have not received any tips. Hey, you know?
Well, because technically they had to do something different than what you said.
You win your fantasy league. I'm told sometimes people tip the commissioner. Sometimes you tip your dealer at the table. Come on.
Yeah, but what you did is
I'm a soothsayer. I'm a seer of the future.
That's not like fantasy advice, though. That's like you saying, I think the Bills are going to run the ball a lot today, and you should play James Cook, Ray Davis goes for 200 yards.
It's like saying Ray Davis is going to go for 200 yards, and Ray Davis goes for 170.
No, it's not. No, because you get
the third tight end, and he caught a touchdown.
Because if you did exactly what you said, you would have ended up with zero.
Also worth pointing out, if the Dolphins had scored there and Terrell Bernard does not make that interception, I think they're going back to Hawes. You know?
With a tie game.
Go to the hot hand. Go back to Hawes.
Yeah. He is on the field a ton.
Yes, he is.
He's on the field a lot. And I did also hear from a lot of people, some that just made the anytime bet, but also because, like, I couldn't find the last touchdown prop.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't going to go search for it, or they did by mistake. So we did have people that would have bet Hawes anytime touchdown.
803-0550. You're talking about the Bills' win over the Dolphins, 31-21. It is a victory Friday. Jeremy and Joe, hopefully you went to the game. If you went to the game, you hopefully had a good time. It was a beautiful night. The Amazon broadcast there. A lot of Ryan Fitzpatrick all over the place.
Yep.
He came up in the booth with Al and Kirk Herbstreit.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of the Amazon Prime, the Prime Vision cast, which showed some cool stuff, including, which this was a bit odd, they came on and said, remember they're going to do the end of the game stuff? They have the guy, I forget his name, he comes on and says, hey guys. Yeah. And he gives you some advance. They said, in this scenario, the best case the Dolphins have is to get the ball back with 16 seconds left. He kind of did the math of, here was how much time is left in the game. Mm. If you're ever watching football in the last 50 years, you probably do that math in your head, like minus 40,
yeah,
minus
right.
40. Minus. They came on and they did that as part of, Also, the Prime Vision broadcast identifies blitzers, and I don't know that I've ever seen it be wrong as consistently as it was with the Bills. The Bills mixing their coverage, the Bills showing at the line and then backing out, and also the Bills blitzing an awful lot. They were blitz happy in this game, and they have been for the year. Against quarterbacks, I think they can get away with it. 803-0550. Greg in Staten Island. Hey, Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Let's start off with a always good Friday, especially if the Bills win. just want to talk about this D-line. At what point do we start questioning the rotation that McDermott loves? I mean, these guys, I feel like they don't get into a rhythm. I mean, Greg Rousseau is absent, Espinosa absent, Solomon absent. We're getting no pressure. I mean, the one bright spot last night I felt was Walker. He flashed a few times, especially on the play with the interception. You know, he's right into his face. But the rest of these guys on the line is like zero performance, any besides Bosa. But, I mean, at what point do we say these guys can't even get into a rhythm? They're on the field one or two plays, and now they're off. I mean, McDermott, for years, that's been McDermott's, you know, bread and butter is rotating these guys. And then it leads to the cornerback. I mean, Trey White had a rough game. But if he's so big into the rotation, I mean, why aren't we putting Strong in and let him give a shot against covering Waddle? It's just like just leave him out there to get shredded. And, you know, you're big on the rotation and keeping guys healthy. Give Strong a shot.
It's more than keeping guys healthy. It's keeping guys, rested and having more energy to do their job. I don't know, Greg. I've never thought the rotation is part of the reason that they're failing. If they're not getting to the quarterback, I don't think it's the rotation. Personally, I don't think it's the rotation. Maybe you do, Joe. Maybe you guys do out there. I think it's that they don't have the horses. And Bosa is supposed to bring some of that. And Michael Hoyt's supposed to add to that. And they've got some younger players. And, I mean, Rousseau, we'll see about Rousseau. He just got paid. And what is he? He's a guy that has 8 sacks a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's never been a game wrecker defensive end. He's a piece of the defense that occasionally makes big plays and, you know, can work well in the run game and has picked off Patrick Mahomes, you know, in a nice play.
Yeah,
4 years ago.
It's not even 8, by the way. His average over 4 seasons is 6.
Right.
And he's never missed a game.
Right.
He missed a couple in the second year.
But. So with Rousseau, I want to keep your expectations where they should be. Do you expect him to just sign a deal and jump to double-digit sacks? Like, if he's going to get 8 sacks in a year.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are 14 games remaining to do it.
Yeah. He's been a little bit invisible, but right, like, is there run play stuff that he's helping a lot on? Are there other plays where he's making an impact or he's just not getting to the quarterback? I mean, Bosa's noticeable.
Yes.
Bosa is noticeable a lot. But yeah, like last night, I was a little surprised they didn't get. I guess my surprise from last night is on both sides of the ball. It's the two weakest position groups that Miami have.
Line.
Their offensive line and their secondary.
And the Bills were not able to really exploit either one.
Didn't really feel like that. They won the game anyway, but it didn't feel like that on that front. I mean, that could just be, though, Tua was getting rid of the ball so quickly, right? Passes behind the line of scrimmage. He's averaging 1 yard for air yards for an attempt. And he does that a lot. So that could have been it, too. Like, he's getting rid of the ball so quick, you can't get there. That I am noticing them use Bosa a lot, though. So I don't think the rotation's a problem.
Aren't they using Bosa because he's doing well?
Well, he's doing well, and who's behind him?
Right.
At one point, on a 3rd and 7, the Bills are getting torched on 3rd downs, why is Javon Solomon in the game? But then I thought, like, well, he's the next guy in, isn't he?
Yeah.
Your third-round rookie's not on, doesn't have a game day.
Your third-round rookie is not active.
And Hoyt's not available, so, like, you're at Javon Solomon. So I guess if you want a different rotation, that's the guy you'd be wanting, and I don't know, he's a 5th-round pick from last year. I think I'm good with Bosa and Rousseau playing the way they do, or as much as they do.
It's interesting. I feel like it comes down to your priors when it comes to the defensive line. In the chat, someone wrote in, like, keep making excuses for McDermott. I'm like, okay. I mean, is the belief here that if he just played Rousseau more, then Rousseau would have more sacks? That I guess in theory that would be right.
Over his career it would.
Yeah,
but he played a lot last year. Like, that went up, and he got 8.
8.
Right? Like, he's not going to get 15.
No.
But it went up a little
bit.
And
if the Bills had a guy, if the Bills had T.J. Watt or Myles Garrett, they would not sub him off the field. He'd play all the time.
That's right.
He'd play an awful lot. And I don't know. I've never thought the rotation is the thing that keeps the defensive line from getting double-digit sacks. It might be a factor, but if they have somebody that works, that guy plays.
Yeah, my problem with the defense today wouldn't be about really the line. It would be questions about the secondary, and specifically the number two corner spot, because Waddle abused Trey White on third downs yesterday. Like, and maybe they put him in a tough spot, isoing him up. There was one on, there was a third and short where the Bills came with pressure, and Waddle ran like a, just a mesh, you know, like short cross the field route. And I mean, that's a tough, that's a impossible route to cover as a corner, but Trey White wasn't anywhere near him.
Sure.
Like, it was the easiest pitch and catch ever. That's what I tweeted out last night. Like, that's a play where you could use Max Hairston.
You would hope.
Because that's the guy that might give you a fighting chance on a play like that versus an easy catch.
He might. Before he got hurt, he was not winning the job.
No, I know. But, so, that play, Trey White will never win that play.
So here's
Max Hairston might.
Ryan Talbot had a good note on this last night during the game. Ryan Talbot of the Shout Buffalo Football Podcast in New York Upstate. Someone kind of took exception to the idea that Waddle was killing the Bills because he had 5 catches for 39 yards.
But they were all on third downs, weren't they?
Here's the rundown. A 3-yard touchdown, a loss of 3 on reception number 2. Then the next 3 receptions were 15 yards on 4th and 4, 11 yards on 3rd and 8, and 13 yards on 3rd and 4.
Right.
So you have 3 3rd and 4th down conversions and a touchdown.
He was keeping drives alive, and then he finished a drive.
Right. So while you might say, like, oh, come on, 5 for 39, how bad was it? Everyone, 4 of the 5 were really important plays. And if you want to make a point about Tre'Davious White and his readiness, ability to be a part of this defense regularly, there's a divisional opponent looking at him and saying, in the second reception doesn't say down in distance where it's a minus 3, but 4 times they thought important play, throw it there. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Waddle is also good. He's really good.
He is very good.
He's very good. Hey, Tyreek Hill got off a little bit in this game as well. 5 for 49 and a touchdown. He had 10 targets.
Yeah. That wasn't though as much as he's good as it was just speed on those plays.
Yep.
Like, any speed receiver, I think, in those spots is going, like, Trey White did not look, when he's following him across the field, he looks like a 30-year-old corner that's had 2 major injuries.
Also, one of Hill's catches should not have counted. The Bills did not challenge it, and the Sky Judge did not come back in time, and the Dolphins scored on that drive.
That's a play I think Sky Judge is supposed to get.
Yeah, he didn't get it. He did not have control of the ball when he went out of bounds.
Right.
He didn't have it. 803-0550, it's Victory Friday. Jeremy and Joe, jump in. Give us a call. Pop on the YouTube stream. We're taking your calls. We're taking your comments via the chat. Tweet at us as well. Send us tips for the Jackson Hawes touchdown. You don't have to do that. It's fine. 803-0550 on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.